From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, May 6, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Let's talk children's data privacy, then security logging sharing, and what's in your car's forensic data might reveal and why we care about each. This is the Business of Tech. So let's talk about data and trust, starting with children's data, which may be flowing to advertisers without informing users or parents. Nonprofit Me2Be Alliance audited a random sample of 73 apps from 38 schools in 14 states across the country and found that 60% of these apps were sending student data to a variety of third parties. Roughly half of the apps were sending student data to Google, while 14% were sending data to Facebook. On average, there were 10.6 third-party data channels per app. The study identified 56 unique SDKs used by the apps, most of which were owned by companies like Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Square, and Twitter. 100% of the Android apps that included SDKs sent data to Google, the report found. In total, 18% of the apps included what Me2Be deem very high risk, although none of the private school apps sampled in the study included any of the very high risk third parties. Additionally, public schools in general were found to be more likely to send student data to third parties than private schools, with 67% of public school apps sending data versus 57% of private school apps. Now, trust. PCmatic has released a cybersecurity perception survey. Americans are concerned. 57% of Americans responded that they do not believe the U.S. federal government is prepared to defend itself from cyber threats. Nearly 61% of Americans believe the federal government should be doing more to protect American citizens from cyber threats. 46 of IT professionals lack confidence in the U.S. government's ability to defend itself from against a cyber attack. Just over 40% of Americans would like to see the U.S. Congress pass cybersecurity-related legislation, and only a quarter of Americans believe Congress needs to allocate more funding to preventing cybersecurity attacks. Now, why do we care? If you wonder why trust is being eroded, just add this to the list. My main interest here is the value of actually doing this data management. I think there's big value in helping customers understand what data they're collecting and how they're using it, as well as making sure that the data flows out of an organization is being tracked and audited. Did these schools know this was happening? If it's an active decision, that's one thing. If it's passive, you end up with data like the perception of government cybersecurity. With security on our mind, how do we better communicate that data? The Cloud Security Notification Framework is a new working group with Microsoft, Google, and IBM and others that's intending to create a new and open standard for passing on security information to logging and security platforms. The idea? Start with security alerts, then find a common format to communicate and track these. They currently have a process in place, and next up is testing. The hope is that in October, to demonstrate what it looks like before and after the framework, and then push for further adoption. So why do we care? Pushing to adopt standards on data sharing is going to be a key component as we move to more and more data breach notification. A standardized format for this data matters. Providers should be asking for this feature. Wondering what can be done with data? Let's highlight some work by The Intercept over law enforcement agencies extracting data from cars. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has purchased vehicle forensic kits, which, quote, promise cops access to a vast array of sensitive personal information quietly stored in the infotainment consoles and various other computers used by modern vehicles. A tapestry of personal details akin to what CBP might get when cracking into one's personal phone. The claims are that this data can include recent destinations, favorite locations, call logs, contact lists, SMS messages, emails, pictures, videos, social media feeds, and the navigation history of everywhere the vehicle has been. The idea? You might have this on your smartphone, and now you can get it from a car. The fear? That information will easily trickle down to other law enforcement. So why do we care? For not being a data security-only podcast, I've heard a lot of this recently, add this to my list of unlikely sources to have to do data management on. Another reason why this is a powerful offering. Want to learn about trends in managed services, increasing sales, governance, or winning in biopharma? How about an MSP peer panel or CompTIA's Carolyn April with their latest research in managed services trends? Ignite's first annual MSP Summit is coming May 11th, keynoted by Carl Polichuk on setting a cloud strategy. The first 300 attendees even get a copy of Carl's book on becoming a successful MSP in 30 days. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and thank you to the Channel Pro crew for having me today to talk about regulation. Be back again tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.